When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, 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 and thank you for choosing to listen to our Black and Rose podcast, Kidder Street Noise. Before we get into this week's episode, can I please ask you to like, follow or subscribe on whichever podcast provider you are listening to this episode on? It really helps the podcast and would mean a lot to both me and Lewis. If you want to get in touch with us or you want to be a guest on the podcast, then you can reach us on Twitter at KidderSTNoise. Feel free to DM us on there or reply to any of our tweets or your questions and we will get back to you. Again, thank you for choosing to listen to our podcast. Now let's crack on with this week's episode. Right, we are back. Another episode of Kidder Street Noise. Before we start tonight, can I just ask all YouTube watchers on the Rovers Chat channel if you can subscribe and like the video on there. And all audio listeners, if you can subscribe on whichever podcast feed you're listening from. We are joined by Ryan Rover Yates. How are you, Yates? Are you alright?
Not so bad, are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Good. You enjoyed the game last night?
Yeah. It was a good performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, it were. But we won't talk about Sunderland yet. We'll start with Borough.
Yeah.
You went, didn't you?
So. Yeah, I did. And what a difference a week makes. You know, a week ago we sat here after the doom and gloom of Wigan and that were a miserable podcast, that weren't it?
Yeah,
that was it was heavy, it was depressing, but...
We had Pollitt on for that podcast, now we got Yates, so you can tell the tone's changed.
a good win at Middlesbrough on Saturday. I thought first off, it was like a complete contrast to how we were playing at Wigan. Like, it felt like we were playing with like purpose and we had threat going forward. It probably could have scored a couple more goals, actually. Obviously, the Lennon own goal has been given to Gallagher now, isn't it, by the dubious goal panel.
Probably should have been an hat-trick though, shouldn't he? If you're getting the first goal, the free header like that Stefan saves, probably should be disappointing.
Good save,
he made some good saves that first half. People were saying like it should have been 3 or 4 in a loop, but if it weren't for their keeper, then like in the second half Kaminski keeps us in the game, so it's just. Well, I mean, you can't really complain about their keeper keeping game when our keeper's pulling off saves like that.
I saw like yesterday when it was announced, there are a few people saying like, who's on the panel? Is it Daryl Lennon and Sam Gallagher? I just then say like, do you want it? I really don't want it. You can have it. But really good first half, and then second half, kind of like a feature of both games, both wins in the last week. We've just kind of been happy to sit in, really. I mean. And we did it well, I thought. I mean, there was only a few nervy moments in both games. I think everyone's feeling pretty optimistic at the minute, and a lot of that kind of like early season feel-good factor is flowing back.
Coming back, yeah. Good goals from Gallagher. I know the first one was scrappy, he's clearing it, but the second one's a strike and a half as well, isn't it? What were it like? Because obviously I watched it at home, but you two both went. What were it like in away end when that flew in?
Oh,
scenes everywhere.
Yeah.
Jump around.
Couldn't believe it, that.
Sam Gallagher, don't score screamers.
Yeah. It's like playing at Riverside every week. Besides Bury, we're getting 40 goals a season.
Well, we were saying last night, like joking, like, just telling them to play in Middlesbrough.
Telling them to play in Middlesbrough, yeah.
Middlesbrough and Preston, loves it.
Must be something in the air in Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
Turns into primary care.
No, he went diving. We'll get on to that.
This is Rob's anti-England agenda coming in.
I think it's good to see us all actually like battle for a win. Like, I know you want us to see like carry on cruising like we're in first half, but the second half I want to see us like battle and grind out a result as well.
Shots like, both sides and dig deep.
Yeah, definitely. Like the back six, including Kaminski, were class. Just, I love Kaminski and Hyam, I think. There were one more where I think they squared it and then Kaminski caught it and Hyam's like slid to like block the cross and he's off the side of the pitch, he just goes like, Kaminski's like shaking his head and it's just,
But yeah, he must be the signing of the summer. Easy.
Yeah, like, it was class last night, weren't he?
Yeah. How much did we sign for? £1.5 million
1.5 million, yeah. Bargain,
there can't be a better signing in Championship or in English League for that value for money. I know last night, the first night, he wore the captain's armband and people were saying, like, should he be captain? And, I mean, you don't need to wear an armband to be captain, do you?
No, I don't think so. We've said it quite a few times, haven't we, when Travis has been captain, it's like almost having two captains on the pitch at the same time.
Yeah.
Because like, I always, obviously, with experience, is, you know, is a commanding kind of voice inside, isn't
it? Yeah. What did you think of Kaminski's save? Did you see it much? Because I know the away end at Middlesbrough is shy anyway. Like, you're off to the side, you can't really see much, can you?
Yeah, and especially where, like I said, I was like kind of like almost like next to the corner flag. So it was. Everyone was just, has that just happened? Like, what has he done? Like, that's like it was unbelievable, moment, wasn't it? Yeah.
All the fans celebrating. Has it gone in?
Yeah.
The next video,
Screaming. Yeah, because I suppose, like, when it went wide, you'd have thought that were it back at net, wouldn't you? Because where you were stood, it's like the other side of goal, too, yeah.
Well, like, obviously, when the ball, like, falls from that, you know, that far out, you're just like, oh, it's a goal.
It's a goal, yeah. Like, you're resigned to the fact that you scored, yeah.
2 yards
out. You've got to be fuming at your striker if he's missing. Yeah. I know it was a good save, but you're a striker in Championship. You're going to be scoring chances like that, aren't you? Because he's not, like, cut it to the other side right like that, or not kept it low. He's just found Kaminski's arm. I don't want to take any credit away from him, but, yeah, if that's my striker, I'm fuming.
Oh. I don't know.
Missed that sitter at last minute. Big promotion season. Ben Gladwin.
Oh,
that was a good save, but we absolutely slated Gladwin, didn't we? No, because we beat Plymouth, didn't we? Or did we draw 2-2, William?
Not 1-1 against Plymouth, and he missed that sitter at last minute.
I think it was 1-1, wasn't it?
Yeah. That scored to equalise, and then.
Might be on quiz, though. I'm joking, it's not. Stop doing research at quiz. But yeah, good win away at Middlesbrough, and then everyone thought it was going to be a loss last night after the win-loss sequence we've had for the last so many games. But before we go on to Sunderland game, we'll talk about Burnley ticket information. So this podcast is coming out on Friday dinner time. So when we say last night, tomorrow, it's going to be like last night plus two when you hear it on Friday. So don't be like, last night, tomorrow, like tomorrow's Saturday, we're going to out. So tickets come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
You qualify, I qualify, you qualify.
We all qualify.
And we qualify, yeah. So phase one, season ticket holders, 1875 membership and one away game. I thought loads of people would have qualified for that. Because like, even in the League One season, you had to have the 1875 club to get to most away games.
Yeah.
And I thought, when they release that this season, there's only going to be two games that you need it for, probably Preston and Burnley away.
Well, I think it surprised me when on Sunday they released the details. And
yeah.
It surprised me how many people were kind of like bewildered by the fact that you need 1875. I'm like, well, 1875 gets you priority for every away game. It's not like they're using it just for this. And to me, they're really like pushing it hard at the start of the season. And that just said to me,
well, I thought it was obvious that that was going to be like a requirement for Burnley away.
I thought everyone would just say, oh yeah. You're going to need 1875.
I thought it'd be like 1875 and three away games or something like that. Especially when you played Wigan and Blackpool, which everyone goes to.
Yeah.
I saw there were a couple of ads on Twitter, Corey and Josh, they were saying that like they should have done it off like your average from the past 2-3 years or whatever. Like say you've been to 4 away games in the last 2 or 3 years, they should get priority. That'd be a better way to do it. But we probably need to start doing loyalty points because can't just keep having. Like, if you've got a season ticket holder 1875 and you've been to Wigan, but then like, someone who's not got 1875 but's been to like Reading and Luton and all them games, like, I don't know. It's one of them. Like but then for the sake of the tenor, you get a five like, back.
Kind of combining each requirement into one big like kind of system with points and that maybe.
Because like your season ticket holder should get like 20 points or whatever, then your 1875 get you 5 points, and every away game gets you 5 points, and then obviously you drop the points every time you sell tickets.
Well, I was thinking with all like the kind of backlash it's got with people that haven't got 1875, I was thinking, well, what other way could you do it? And I was like, well, say if like you buy a season ticket, 23 home games, you get 5 points per home game, and then like, as an incentive for like the midweek games that are on Red Button, like, if you miss one of them and you live local, you get docked points.
Well, yeah, well, you could say like if you were 10, because you can do it like on attendance where you see your ticket card. You say like, you get, come to a Tuesday game, you get 10 points instead of 5 points.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
So at least the people turning up get. But it's one of them. I always say that most people, we have a following, not just Blackburn, like we have people that come from all over to watch us. So it's not like they can come to Tuesday games, especially when they're finishing work at 5. It's getting home at 6. You can't really get to Ewood and get home at midnight and you're back to work next day. It's hard.
Yeah.
So that comes out tomorrow. Apparently there's 1,700 people that qualify for it. I don't think 700 people buy a ticket. I think with the risk, like the open travel and stuff like that, I think a lot of people will be put off by it.
I think all of those 1,700 will go though. It's like there were people like that might qualify who have mates who be like,
oh yeah, get the ticket. So.
So I think, you know, I won't be surprised if those 1,700 that do qualify for phase one just go tomorrow, to be honest.
Yeah. I've not heard of anyone that's, like, qualified that isn't going, though. I messaged you the other day, so I should be able to spur it.
Everyone I was going.
Yeah, same. Because Rog messaged me and asked to put 4 on Craven bus, so
yeah.
Got that booked and sorted for him.
Well, I've got 2 booked on that can't go now, because Dad hasn't got 18.
Well, Dad might be able to go in phase 3.
Maybe, yeah.
Because apparently there's only 1,900 and some 1,875 members.
Yeah,
so
the dash
you'll
for
get
them last
to
few tickets is going to be something.
They've made that bit on the Wednesday 26th October online only. So I think that's to avoid people fighting at the Rover store to try and get a ticket.
like
6 o'clock in the morning outside Rover store, people pile like trying to climb over the top of each other's game. I mean, the staff at Rover store are best of times, so the struggling is like piling outside. But yeah, we'll get our tickets tomorrow and just wait and see what happens. Well, I mean, we'll definitely sell out, but
yeah,
it's just
shame it's not more tickets, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Still gets the full stand, won't they?
We need to change that. Tickets should be out for it now. Burnley home, just say, right, early bird ticket. If you get a ticket for Burnley home, now it's a tenner. Then just let people buy them and fill the ground and then fill off at a dollar.
And then guess what would happen then? Because Rovers fans are Rovers fans, it'd get to like March and they'd put tickets up to normal price. They'd say, what a bloody ripoff that is.
£30 a day, you've had 6 months, lads. Fucking 6 months. I'm not going to tell you again. But yeah, that's. I mean, half season tickets should be out. We're top of the league. As I'm recording, we are top of the league.
Yeah. Won't mention it much.
But. Half season tickets should be out now. Like the hype around the club at the minute. So we've got. So last night we had Jake Garrett starting, Tyler Morton, young lad, Hayam's class, Scott Warren at centre half, Hayden Carter had a really good game. So like, yeah,
edges again.
But, we've got a young, exciting, academy-centred team.
Yeah.
For like the first time in years, where like young lads are coming through and like Garrett's tackle last night. That's enough to buy a half-season ticket. That's a celebration.
Rovers.
Well, it celebrates after it.
The kid in crowd.
See, like, well, everyone. Was that the ball boy thing you were about?
Garrett's tackle.
I was going to talk about the ball boy thing. Like at the time, everyone, I still don't know what was going on there.
No, I can't see it from where we were.
Sky didn't show it either. After the game, went home, back.
It's strange though. We're just so like a lot of people pushing each other, and just all Sunderland fans going mad.
Yeah.
I mean, the ball boys are doing better. Like I said, like they're holding the ball slower when they're in, like all on top.
Yeah.
And when we're on top, like need a quick throwing, they're getting it back quick. So unless I've been told to do it, we could just do it a few more balls on pitch. That's the most annoying. Like one gets kicked into. Yeah, we did. Like I always go back to like when you watch Scotland at Hampden, every ball boy's got a ball, and then like someone goes to collect the ball, they throw it to that position so that they've got a ball, and then they kick it back to that guy. And then every set piece is so quick, and it's just, you probably get more for your money because you're watching 80 minutes a game rather than 40. Garrett's tackle, that is enough to like truly motivated to come watch this team, like young lads that are willing to break someone's leg for a shirt. That's what you pay for.
don't want to bring out the cliches, but it's a Jack Walker legacy.
It is. Like, he invested in the academy, and we've still got a category.
That's what it is. It's the lifeblood of Rovers, and you look at the like. It's good to see as a Rovers fan and as a season ticket holder, but as well as that, financially. If we sell those lads on, I mean, obviously Phillips has attracted interest.
It's still lost for the system as well.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Look, he was decent enough. I went Wolfsburg game.
Yeah,
midweek last midweek. Yeah. An insane game, 4-3.
Yeah, Garrett scored a screamer in that one, didn't he? Yeah,
he played well.
So I mean, our under-21s are doing well, and most of the under-21s are playing at first team.
Yeah.
So like, your under-21s are still able to keep up performances whilst half of them are playing for the first team or in first team squad. And like, they're keeping out players like, don't want to talk about it too much, about Bradley Dack not in the squad, and like Mark Andes, like, and Jack Vale's had a couple of appearances, but he's been left out, and they're still like in and about the squad, and they're probably training at first team every day. They're only going to get better with time, and I think it's just going to be a shame if a lot of people miss out second half of the season, because there is a bit of positivity building. I know people are saying like inconsistent and all that lot, but we're not. We're just like, we've won the most games. I can understand if like you were drawing two and losing one, you could be pissed off. But
yeah,
I mean, two wins and a win and a loss is better than.
There's different
two
ways
draws
of being inconsistent, and I'd much rather have this one.
Like the losses that we've had are losses that you probably expect Rovers to do, because Rovers are like that. Like, they're out against our bogey teams or teams that are doing better than us in the table. So yeah. I mean, what do you expect us to be like?
We always play better against the better teams, like Watford dominating 1-2-0, and you go to Wigan and you lose 1-0.
Yeah. They're not the better team though. Watford are bothering. don't like them. So like, if you look at like Watford, who've got players on £30,000 a week and like superstars that are linked to Newcastle, who would rather watch them like jogging about not asked, or would you rather watch our young lads flying into tackles and Brereton like hands on his knees in 80th minute and sprinting the length of pitch in 85th? Like, I'd rather have players that are like Smodic, like ran his absolute ass off, like had to go off injured because he literally couldn't run anymore. Like, that's the players that I want to watch. I don't want to watch someone who can do a crow turn but won't sprint to close someone down or put a tackle in. Yeah, I felt embarrassed for that Sunderland player. Yes, like, if someone nails you like that, can't go off injured. You just can't at least try and play on and show a bit of like will it, but to go off injured straight away, because it was a strong tackle, weren't it? Mate, when he pointed for free kick, I thought, oh, it's a throw in, yeah, fair enough, pet him in, lads. And he's like, goalkeeper's taking free, I'm like, what's going on here?
I think that the whole of the Blackman was just not even like appealing against it or anything, just give that?
That's the best tackle I've seen all night, all season. And like, you give a free kick.
Sure, I've beat many times today.
Everyone was just
telling misses about it when I got home.
I know, yeah.
Did he score? Well, I saw goals, but let me tell you about his bloody tackling.
that will not make a good debut last night. Well, he didn't score, right? But there was this tackle.
It was a tackle, honestly. You'd have loved it. You'd have loved every minute of it. So yeah, Diaz carrying on his form. Did you see his interview after the game with Sky?
Yeah, I watched it.
Asking about AC Milan, he's like idolised at Rovers. Like, why are they obsessed with Sky? Are obsessed with like trying to get him to move somewhere else.
Yeah, well, they want like get into. They want a soundbite, don't they? Really?
Yeah.
They want him to say something that they can like show on Sky Sports News 24 times a day.
Get a Sky bet odds up for a move to AC Milan. That's what they want. Get some money into Skybet accounts, putting a tenner on him. Try and get the money back for how much you lost them last season. So yeah, two wins on the bounce, finally. Top of the league, as of recording. What do you think of this? I'll go to you, Yates, because me and Lewis speak quite all the time, but what do you think of the season so far?
Yeah, I think it's been a good start. Obviously, been up and down with inconsistencies, winning, loss, winning, loss, winning, loss. We've just got to kick on from here now. 1-2 on bounce. See, winnable fixtures coming up. So, like, just kick on from here and see where we are after the break.
Who's been your star at the season so far?
Star of the season so far, I'd say Edges for me. Class last night.
Yeah.
You know, playing out of position. still puts a shift in.
I wish that had went in last night, last
week. Would
have been unbelievable.
Yeah, it we could see who were right behind it, we were right in line. You could see it curling away, but just thought, good posting in, please. But keeper it posted in. It went off injured with shoulder. Yeah.
If it was posting as well, it would look even better.
Like perfectly in top corner.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, start of season, Hedges. Who's your like? I'm trying to think of how to word it, like the player that's played that you didn't expect him to do as well as he has.
Like a breakout or...
It's like the highest overachiever, not like...
Sounds a bit awesome.
It sounds a bit like put down, he's overachieving. Like clubman at year when you were playing for your league team. Yeah, who's the player that like you didn't expect him to be as good as he has been this season?
It's probably a few. I'd probably say Highland. It's probably one of them. I didn't really know much about him. I know he played well for Coventry this season. He's come in, been possibly one of the best centre backs.
Yeah. I don't think people expect him to be as good as he has been when we signed him.
No.
I thought like people thought, yeah, he's good to like fill the gaps in centre half, but now like he's probably like the key player in the team, and we've got loads of centre backs now that have been
where they were coming from. They've done a few seasons now, like 6-7 good choices.
You've got Ham, injured now.
He'll be back January.
When some comes back now. When clocks go forward in March.
You've got Wharton, Phillips going through, Carter. Yeah. Good choice.
No. Even centre mid, like we probably the first couple of games of the season, we had Travis and Morton, and we were like, oh crap, like shorter legs in midfield. Yeah. Now we've got Wharton, Garrett that can come in.
Buckley can fit in there.
Yeah.
He's vanished last couple of weeks, hasn't he, Buckley?
He played for under-21s, didn't he? And then I thought, like, well, he did that with Smodic, played for under-21s, came back into first team, so I thought he might have got a look in tonight, last night, but he obviously went for Garrett instead, which is fair enough. He's like, he replaced Travis, didn't he? He did exactly what Travis does.
Yeah. I thought it was very clear why, JDT chose to pick him to fill that role of Travis, because, well, very similar, very similar players, aren't they, I suppose?
The other thing, I mean, you'd have to play Garrett anyway, because I don't think Smodic could like stay deep and like marshal the midfield. But like his attacking defensive, like a defensive striker and like a centre striker.
That's some of them terms in the last few years, isn't it? But defensive striker.
Oh, he don't get goals.
He just runs about a lot.
I think when he got a yellow, he like spoiled his game last night, because there were a couple of times he was sprinting over to Riverside to close someone down, and you think if he's not on a yellow, he's getting sent about 6 foot early, because he's running. He's quick, isn't he?
Yeah.
Say it all the time, he's like a little wasp just buzzing around pitch. Now moving on from the Sunderland game. So the next four fixtures we've got is Birmingham at home Saturday, Hull away the Saturday after, Coventry away on the Tuesday, and then Huddersfield at home Saturday after that.
Yeah, Saturday the 5th, and it's the anniversary game.
You've got to be thinking, you've got to be looking at 10 points at least, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Birmingham game, you got to look at your home games as wins. Your Birmingham Huddersfield, you should be winning realistically. Your whole game there in disarray.
You can't get 10 points from wins and losses, so.
We don't
draw games, so.
What is this draw you're talking about? How does this work?
It's not a football result anymore.
We look like an NBA team at league, with just wins and losses. How many points do you think we'll get from them four games?
I think you got to look at your own games as wins, aren't you? But I'd be happy just because of the start we made so far. I think if you get 8,
obviously wins at home, draws away.
Yeah, you'd be looking at 10. I said 10.4, and everyone was like, "Well, not get that, not get that."
I know, yeah. Where you get that from? Never did.
Won first three games, so.
I just think like with how bad Hull are at the minute, and then I know Coventry bottom of the league and not play that many games, but you're still going to fancy yourself against bottom of the league no matter how many games you've played.
Yeah.
What else has been happening? Right, so we'll go for the championship results from the weekend. So on a Sunday. Oh no, that's not Sunday. Is it Sunday? Yeah, it is Sunday. Hull got beat by Birmingham 2-0. So Birmingham back into the top half. I put in trouble next to Hull.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I do, yeah. I think they've... I think when they got took over like the same day that we played in that rearranged fixture, didn't they? And
we don't talk about that. It's still a subject.
We don't talk about all the way. I say or Google away.
That boxing day, we're absolutely minging.
Oh yeah, it stunk, didn't it? No, yeah, they played us in the rearranged fixture on the same day they got to go over, and there was like a real like good feeling for like, the rest of the season, and you thought that'd carry on, and it's just kind of not. Really, they've had a really bad start and it's just kind of died off a bit, hasn't it? They've changed the manager and...
Have they got a new manager in now? I'm sure they hired someone today.
Right, I know...
like Pedro Sanchez.
I saw that Middlesbrough have...
Michael Carrick.
Signed Carrick up, haven't
they? Yeah. Let's have a look. Hull City. Oh, they're 2-1 up against Blackpool at the minute. What is that? Oh no, Hull City can confirm the appointment of Berro Pardo as the club's new head of performance strategy. Oh. Thing is, if you were looking to hire a manager, right, and your club tweets, Hull City can confirm the appointment of, and it's not a new manager, you'd be fuming. Rovers Twitter would be on fire if they did something like that.
Rovers Twitter, like, the club is delighted to confirm this guy's new. That ticket seller.
The new kit man. Hey. Watford beat Norwich at home 2-1, so Bilic finally winning at home. Norwich have struggled since going top of league.
They started off terrible. And they won like 3-4 games at Bounce.
Just keeps the top of league within touching distance for us, didn't it?
When they went on that run, did they win 4 on the bounce and everyone's kind of like,
that's them now? That's them.
Flying ahead of everyone.
And now they've not won in 4. That's inconsistent.
Yeah, that's a more annoying inconsistent.
Oh yeah. Than, if you think you're going on a run and you don't win 4 games, infuriating, really. Bristol City 1, Millwall 2. Bristol City have just took a massive dip since they beat us. They've just been rubbish since then. They're down to 11th now, which when they beat us, they were up in playoffs. I know it's not, they're only 6 points off us now as of recording, so it's not like a massive deal, but still. Burnley 4, Swansea 0. The only note I've put is worrying.
See, I don't worry about them, mate. I really don't.
We've said, though, that they've not been scoring goals. Like, every game's been 1-0, 1-1, 2-1, 1-0. And then they've gone spanked Swansea, were doing well 4-0.
I just think you shouldn't really worry about anyone, because the only time you can do something about them is when we play them. So it's like,
see, I think like when you look at obviously the two wins we've just had, the four fixtures we've got next, if you win them games going into the Burnley game, you're going to be flying, whereas if they're like, you don't want them to win their six games leading up to it, especially if four goes out the window, but like, if you've got 18 points in your last six games, beat West Ham in Cup, you're just absolutely flying, aren't you? Like, going to any game thinking you're going to win it. But if they start beating teams like 3 or 4-0 every week before they play us, then it will be a more nervous day than it already is. I'm not shitting myself just yet. I will be on day,
but that is irrelevant of form, you know.
Got Craven car park at 6 a.m. anyway. I'll be happy by dinner time.
6 a.m.
6 a.m. Watch it. Sun come up with Stoney on. No, on them benches just outside. I was sat on them, frozen with my ass, frozen to the bench. Cardiff 0, Coventry 1. Obviously, big win for Coventry. Still at bottom of the league, which is not the rugby team's gone bust, hasn't it? Coventry Wasp, London Wasp, whoever plays at Coventry Stadium, they've gone bust, so next their situation even worse. Middlesbrough 1, Blackburn 2, Preston 0, Stoke 2.
Preston 0 shot.
I know, I've put Snoozeville next to Preston. And then Stoke, I put Alex Neil Ball full floor, and then They got beat last night, 1-0 left Rotherham.
Some say they're dark horses. Some people have been saying Stoke.
Stoke, yeah. Matt Pollitt said that last week. Yeah. Alex Neil's gonna is a good champion. He's like Nathan Jones, isn't he, at Luton? They just they know the championship. Yeah. They're gonna be like next generation's Neil Warnock.
Yeah, they're gonna still be there in like 30 years.
They go up to Prem and get battered. And yeah. Just be come down to the championship, get someone else promoted. Yeah, that should be them for the rest of their career. Reading 0, West Brom 2, which after Andy Carroll's comments, it's just the funniest result ever. Like, why would you even say something like that before the game? Like, it comes out and says guaranteed. I mean, you're literally doing West Brom's team sort of for them.
Yeah.
Like, Andy Carroll's come out and said they were guaranteed 3 points this Saturday. Like, you're going to get spanked off them 2-0. And they're struggling. I watched Paul Ince's interview last night because he got beat 3-2 off Swansea. And he just said, like, players just aren't taking responsibility. They're just, like, they're working hard, but just big moments, just not taking responsibility at all. Oh, Sheffield United 3, Blackpool 3. Three red cards, two of them after full time.
Crazy game, that, weren't it?
Yeah. Championship highlight to, like, that should be your highlight for TV the next year.
Yeah.
That gets your money in, doesn't it? Like, just show up highlights of that. They were 2-0 up as well, Sheffield United.
You see some decisions, though. Sheffield United's third goal.
No.
Five players stood offside.
I thought they were so you quite in the 98th minute? I thought it were a penalty. Or did they miss a penalty?
No, they missed a penalty.
Ah, right.
They missed a penalty. Norwood, it was the edge box. Like, yeah. Four or five players stood offside in front of keeper.
In front of the keeper, yeah. I think I have seen it, yeah.
Yeah,
that's just like big team bias at Championship, isn't it?
Big team bias.
Sunderland 2, Wigan 1, first win in 5 for Sunderland. Luton 3, QPR 1, Luton up to 7th in the table. QPR just can't win without Chris Willett. And I said we were talking about QPR, like, after they hit a bit of form and up to 4th, I said if they keep Willett fit, they could go up. And then he went injured, they've not won a game. So
just shows how right we were,
like. Yeah, it just shows, like, I mean, we know footy. And the other kickoff, Rotherham 2, Huddersfield 1, and then next to Huddersfield I put down full stop. Other Tuesday's results as well, because can't do Wednesday's result yet, it's because they're playing now. So Huddersfield 0, Preston 1, Huddersfield down. Norwich getting beat 1-0 off Luton. Luton up to 4. Norwich 3 losses in a row. Just struggling, mate. It's mad, like, how tired it is. I still can't get over. I was looking back for the quiz, for research reasons. I was looking back at previous Championship results, like, at this point. And, like, teams at the top of the league are like 38, 40 points. And there's us at top of the league on 27.
Yeah.
Like, the season we got promoted, after 15 games, we had 27 points, and we were at 8, something like that. So,
mental.
Yeah, it is mental how close it is this year. Swansea 3, Reading 2, just spoke about coming back from 2-0 down. Reading down to 9th, wheels falling off.
What's that word?
We were talking about promotion, weren't we, when we were 3rd underneath Sheffield United. There was that promotion. But
I think that's a bit...
It's not going to happen now, is it?
That's like, you know, a few good results and getting carried away with that, innit, I think.
Cycles.
I think we've got a much better chance of being there or thereabouts coming in the season than Reading have. Just because of, like, where they were last season.
Where are we going to finish this season?
I think we'll finish in top 6.
Yeah?
I think we will, yeah.
Where do you think we'll finish?
Top 6, like, would be a very good season to be
fair. It'll be a brilliant season, all things. I think it's a brilliant, like, I've been saying the last couple of weeks, if you can get to that World Cup break and you're in the top 6, fantastic.
Yeah.
Be over the moon with that. All things considered, new manager, young team, a lot of new players.
I think we'll finish top 2.
Gee. How strong's that dart through?
It's a massive shout, but when you look at the rest of the Championship, no one wants to win it.
I suppose it's the best chance in it in years.
Yeah.
Getting thereabouts. Yeah.
Because, like, if we keep going back to these next 4 games, if we could pick maximum points up from these 4 games, no other team will do that, and we could be, like, getting like a 6-point, 8-point gap towards top of the league. or at least from like the team in third.
Yeah.
I've actually made a tartar race between Rovers and Burnley.
I said that to Josh last night. He wrote way back from Stoke, and he was like, "Bloody Rovers and Burnley chat back." Oh yeah, it's like back in bloody good old days, eh?
Crody.
So yeah, Blackman 2, Sunderland 0. Sunderland 61% possession, 13 shots, 4 on target.
All too familiar.
So, thing is, right, we didn't speak about how Sunderland played last night. They were crap until they went 2-0 down, and then they just started running and being direct, and they actually started causing us problems. Like in the first half, everything were in front of us, everything were like passing side to side, which we were used to under Mowbray. And it weren't until they started running at us and being direct and beating men that they actually started causing us problems.
Yeah, I think you have to say that Rovers helped some of that though, like just the way we set up in the second half.
Well, we were deep, we were giving the ball away, but I think that because that's they were pressing that quick. No, but they changed, didn't they? Like the first half, they were standing off us, letting us have the ball at centre back, letting us pick passes.
Yeah.
As soon as we went 2-0 down, they changed that, and they were just pressing everything.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they changed, switched it, because they took that Pritchard off.
Yeah.
And they brought on, is it Diallo from Man United?
Yeah,
Diallo. He played well when he came out. He's just so quick. Like, he's not good on ball, he's like a zebra running the ball, but just it's a bit like Sam Gallagher, like rapid, but the ball just bouncing off your feet, isn't it? Like
rapid. Sorry,
well, a bit quicker than Sam, but
I thought the best player was that Patrick Roberts on the right side.
Oh, I'm sure he can ball away every time he got it.
Wow, he did
well
though, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's skillful, isn't he?
Skillful,
yeah. But I mean, to think like where he's gone, come from, like. Obviously, City Academy. Yeah, like they went to Celtic, and then went to. Did he go from Celtic to Sunderland?
I think so. Yeah.
Because people said like even when they're in League One, they didn't really like light it up, did he? Weren't like getting like double figures of goals and assists about.
No.
And then you think like when he were at City and on loan at Celtic, I'm sure there were one season where he didn't go on loan to Celtic because he thought he was going to get in the City first team, and now he's giving ball away 70 times at even on a Tuesday night.
Overall, they were doing
a bit of a fourth in the race.
I weren't that good up in something.
No.
Everyone said they're going to be up there this season.
But I mean, they've lost ball strikers, aren't they? Ross Stewart's a good player, and that Ellis Sims from Everton, and he's a good player. You don't know how they'd be with them strikers, because Clark had some chances last night. I think of the one in front of Blackburn and the header he had. Probably that Kaminski says probably should have scored.
Penalty?
Too soft, that. I don't think. I mean, people say like he doesn't win ball if he makes contact, but contact's not enough to make you go down. People keep saying this, if he makes contact, it's penalty. No, it's not. It has to be deemed a foul.
Yeah.
It's not enough for him to go down the way he does.
In real time, I was like, oh, get up, definitely dive. No way it's penalty, but so got on saw the replays on Sky Sports News, so I was like...
Yeah, that slowed down replay always looks worse, doesn't it? Like, if you see that little nick on his toe, you think a penalty, but like, in real life, people standing your toes like 100 times a game, you don't go down, you don't throw yourself up in air. Because he's proper, like, jumped, arched his back, screamed, hurricane special.
I just found it funny that Mowbray's on touchline, like, proper, like, screaming for it, and then, like, 30 seconds later, we've gone 1-0 up.
What a strike as well.
Oh.
It went in, like, as soon as he hit it, you knew we were in as well.
Yeah. Peach.
We were actually sitting Blackburn, I was right behind us, and as soon as you left his foot, I went, top ends.
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
It's when you see the keeper dive and like you know he's struggling then.
Yeah, and is it full stretch and he's like trying to like kind of claw it. Like,
yeah,
but yeah.
What do you think of goal music last night?
Not a fan.
Controversial, isn't it? Like,
I want song 2 by Blur. Now it must be like 40 years old now.
25.
It were on Road to FIFA 98, Road to the World Cup.
25 years.
We're still using it as goal music. Ancient man, where did he dig that CD up from? Next to his step CD. What?
I think you gave him sticker bomb last week.
You're
talking about.
I know. Yeah.
Trying to
get rid of Sweet Caroline. Instead of that, he's added goal music and kept Sweet Caroline.
I think whatever song you use for goal music, it is a controversial thing.
Just no goal music for me.
Like, he's playing goal music. What fans are chanting Diaz and.
Yeah.
Getting the bit. We're not Wigan, we're not Bolton, you don't need goal music.
We're not Tim Pot Clubs.
No, it's embarrassing. I hate it, man. I just can't stand it. Like, the best thing about football is celebrating a goal. So why do I want to dance to song 2 by Blur?
It's not really a song you can dance to, is it?
But yeah, just not happy with it. Not happy with Sweet Caroline still. No, not happy. Not happy in general.
Tell you what we need to use, what Rangers have. I'm feeling it.
I like that,
that's quality.
See, that's what I mean, like a bit more modern, like yeah. Something like that. I like Mad, like any Madness song, I'd be happy with that. Like,
One Step Beyond, yeah.
One Step Beyond or Night Vault to Cairo, any of them.
Yeah.
Just let people go mad. Why don't I want to sing? Who is it that sings it? Is it Neil Diamond? It's not Neil Diamond, is it? Is it Neil Diamond?
Yeah, I know
too much about Sweet Girl. You massive fan.
Rob Tenney doesn't know he sings it.
Yeah. Who the bloody hell sings
it? He loves it secretly.
What album are you on?
Just asleep to it and
Yeah.
I'd be fucking fuming if we run it when I went to bed. Jesus.
It'll be in his Spotify Wrapped.
So yeah, weren't impressed with some of them really last night. I think if you're the I bet the fullback's fuming because obviously got skinned for the Hedges foul. The Hedges obviously puts in for the free kick.
Beautiful that win.
Yeah. What do you think it's better than the one he did against Watford? Probably because it leads to a goal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just,
that makes it better in a way.
Yeah. But as soon as he got the free kick, he's scoring it. Like, he's going to shoot. Like, it was just the perfect time. I don't know why Sunderland puts it. If you, drop 3 yards, probably got 8 players that can head it away no matter where it goes in net. So it's like, play a high line and let the keeper try and save it.
In such good position there for left footer, because he's once got a double chance.
Yeah, if it hits anyone up way in.
If you get enough pace on it, there's a chance it could go straight in.
Like a throwback to
the Pearson's
free kick.
Yeah. That's what I thought straight away. Back to the good old days of Keith Andrews swinging him in.
Did he get a touch though? Was it?
Touches his shoulder.
It's his fringe.
Yeah. No, it does. It hits his t-shirt sleeve.
Very, very slight, weren't it? I mean, in real time, I thought it just gone straight in.
Yeah. I mean, you can't. It's a bit harsh to take it away from Edges, but he wore him once. He's having it.
He sent it to Jubie's goal pound. Edges on Twitter.
Yeah, Jubie's goal pound. The boy goal panel. DUB, liar. The Dubois goal panel. But yeah, I think just a weird way to set up to defend a free kick like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, people, there was complaining about offside, but when you look at the replay, it's being pushed offside by the defender, so it's either offside
it's
or it's a penalty.
Tight, though, with Wall.
Yeah.
Wall's close for playing him on.
I think the Wall does play him on. Like, if you actually look when Edges takes it, he gets it onside. Yeah. Just.
Don't matter how it is, give it. Yeah. Give it.
We'll have it.
Stoke 0, Rotherham 1. Rotherham had 32% possession, 4 shots and only 1 on target and won the game. Josh went last night, didn't he? Did he go with Tom for his birthday? Yeah. He said he played really well, like 28 shots, 18 on target. And just, he said the final product let him down. And I was like, well, you're having 18 shots on target, your final product can't really let you down, can it?
Finishing, isn't it?
Unless the keeper's having a world here, right? But. It's strange from Stoke to have so many chances and not take one, especially at home. Well, I'm sure Alex Neil will be looking to put it right this weekend. West Brom 0, Bristol City 2. West Brom had no shots on goal at home. They got a new manager, yeah? So yeah, they'll have to sort that out pretty soon. So mentioned it a couple of times already. Harry Kane diving.
Won't dive.
So
it's clever.
It's not. It's cheating. It's not clever. It's cheating.
You know, I was going to wind Rob up because like every like kind of pundit or journalist always says like when it's an English player, it's clever.
And all but when it's a foreign player, it's ruining the game.
He's anticipated Pickford coming for it, and he's obviously looking for the foul, but
he's already going down
just because he's.
I
don't think it's
cheating. I don't think it is. Have you seen it? The Tottenham penalty. I mean, he makes contact, like his head hits his knee, but he's already going down.
But it's impeding him from getting to the ball, though, isn't he? So.
Well, just tap it in back at net before you touch it around the keeper and go down. I don't understand. So, like, this started with Madison in the early kickoff. Did you watch Leicester Crystal Palace? 12:30 on Saturday.
We watched, like, some of it in the pub at the stop off, but by the time.
It was shit. Like, worst advertisement for Premier League football ever.
It was shocking, but by the time, because it was in like the last minute, weren't it? Madison's yellow card for diving. So by the time, like, you know, we got back on the coach, so we didn't see that.
So that
I was looking for it in the highlights on YouTube, like, because I saw you put it in the podcast notes, and it weren't in the highlights. I was like, oh.
So like, that Milivojevic for Palace, like, takes a heavy touch, and then Madison like runs across him in about 93rd minute. Takes a touch. It's one of them where like he's stretching for it and just falls. Like Milivojevic like stands off him, lets him go. I'm like, with VAR nowadays, why would you dive? What, it just doesn't make sense. You're never gonna get away with it anymore. Why would you try it? Like, it just doesn't make sense. I think like obviously there's been a lot of talk about Madison like World Cup year, should he be getting called up? Stuff like that's just gonna put you out the picture straight away. Like,
yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's like, because obviously, especially like with the media nowadays, they're gonna hound you. If you're doing shit like that on a Saturday, they're just not gonna want you playing for England at all.
I think is it Monday that like the 35 like the provisional squad gets announced?
35 men. It's only take 23.
26 it is now, isn't it? So yeah, 35 man squad on Monday, I think.
I'm gonna say we should probably do like our predictions, but we're not prepared for it tonight. No. It'd be out before we've done it. There's that many injuries though as well. Like Reece James injured, he'll probably miss it.
Yeah.
Trent injured.
Gone to like 4 right backs, 7 all right backs.
Yeah. Kyle Walker's back though. He confirmed that on Twitter today. Yeah, he said he should be back.
I think he'll be in the 35, won't he?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Kyle Walker will be like first day on the team.
Even if he's like not fully fit yet, or not fully fit to start the tournament, I think he'll be in there anyway, just because of his versatility as well. I mean, like if you're playing back three, he's one of my centre backs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, did you see Ronaldo's goal as well?
I didn't see that. No. Well,
Junior nil. But so have you seen it where Newcastle set the free kick?
Free kick.
So the referee. The referee blows the whistle and he like stops the ball and kicks it back to the goalkeeper. I think that's taking it. Unless you like, if you're giving it back to the goalkeeper, you pick it up and throw it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, to avoid any chance of that happening, I think the goal should stand. Because someone said like, oh, the ref's got his hand up, so it's still a free kick. Like, no, like, for an indirect free kick, you hold your hand up until the second player touches it. So he would hold his hand up anyway until the second player touches it, which would have been Ronaldo because the keeper didn't touch it. VAR, I just get rid of it. Get rid of it now.
It's not working, is it?
No, it's not. I don't know. How can you have VAR and still be getting decisions wrong every week? Massive decisions as well. Like the City ones. I don't think it's a foul, but I think there's a foul later on. I think Alisson has both hands up ball and Haaland pokes it out. But I don't think the original pull was a foul.
I thought it was a foul.
Do you think Salah handballs it for the goal as well?
It looks like it does, but he's...
As soon as he kicked it, as soon as he turned, like, I thought, it must have handballed it there. Must have.
Can't control it that softly.
No. And then there's loads of images where like, the ball's here, like, just on his arm, like, and turning, just think, like... Surely they should. I don't even think it would looked at the time. Yeah, Liverpool atmosphere had already exploded at that point. So. Anfield atmosphere, biggest myth in football, that. And then, have you seen some of the World Cup boots that have been advertised?
I haven't, no.
So, Maguire came out with a new Puma boots for the World Cup. I just feel like, of all the players you could pick to advertise your World Cup boots, surely if you were thinking about buying them boots, you're not wearing them anymore.
Because
Harry Maguire's advertising them.
Probably the most unpopular footballer in the world right now.
Yeah. I want to pay you to advertise my World Cup boots, please.
Yeah.
Odd, bad eating, bad really and you can spoon it out of player every time kick ball. Bad eating and you'll be slow as fuck. which moves on to our top five for this week. See the transition I did there? It's like pop it in about Maguire. Top five football boots for this week. Have you done your top five football boots?
I don't have a top five.
Yeah, you've got some honourable mentions that'll do.
Honourable mentions.
We're running out like top five topics to do. Don't know what to talk
already.
About. What?
Already? Already? Doing like four, like, 5 weeks.
12th episode. If anyone got any topics and it has to be football related, you can come up with it next week.
Top five stadiums to visit.
We did that like, stadiums we visited.
Away grounds, weren't it?
Yeah. Maybe we should do like a top five like dream stadiums to go to or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's next week.
Yeah, there's next week, lads. See, yeah, see what we're on, but yeah. You're welcome, lads. My top five football boots, probably go through these quick. I'll just put the images in on the video for people that don't know what they are. Number one, Copper Mundials. Best boots ever.
Yeah.
The best boots ever. I don't know. Referee boots, people call them, but still, just class. Classic boots. Night Control 360s, or the Steven Enzonzi boots, as I like to call them.
Steven Enzonzi boots.
I don't know, they don't make them anymore, and they were like the, probably the best, the only night boots that I actually liked.
Yeah.
There's like the T90s and stuff, I just weren't a fan of. But then the Night Controls, maybe because we were watching Enzonzi every week, and I wanted to play like him. Steven, I wanted to walk around and pass the ball. I didn't want to run anywhere.
That's like Steven Enzonzi.
Yeah.
Love that, mate, because you know how like you associate boots with like certain black predators, Beckham and all that. Enzonzi boots.
Steven Enzonzi boots.
The poster boy.
I've got the Adidas Predator X, which were like the 2012 Predator versions.
Right, yeah.
Do you know which ones I mean? He had like a rubber skin on like the insole.
Right,
like a dotted
I think,
skin.
I think I know what you mean.
I'll show you a picture of him now, just in case you were. Adidas Predator X. Oh, that's terrible spelling. Oh, oh my god, I've come up on eBay here. just bought a pair. The problem is that, like, after the Euros final, what the players. So that that rubber skin on like the inside with like a Predator on it.
Smaller.
Yeah, man. I had a pair of blue ones at a class. Yeah, and then I've got the F50 Plus, the spiderweb boots, made famous from Goal, the film. The blue and black ones then were class. And then my last pick on the Champagne Predator Manias. So everyone watching it on video, I'll put the images on so you can have some sort of reference to what I'm talking about.
Well, Rob's already picked my top two. Copa Mundial and the Predator Manias in Champagne. Two quality pairs of boots.
You have to be a good player to wear Champagne boots, though.
You can't get away with that down Plessy, can you?
Black boots on.
Definitely not. Third, I've got the Nike Mercurials from 1998. The ones at R9 were the
grey ones with blue lines.
Yeah. Like the yellow night tick. Yeah. I don't really like night boots, to be honest, but they're like the only pair that could go on our top five list, I think.
Yeah.
And then fourth and fifth, I've got two like kind of different designs of the same boot. In fourth, It's Adidas F50, I think Adizero, they were called or something. It's in like red and blue. It was like that kind of period of time where like Messi wore a different coloured F50s like every week. I've got the red and blue ones in fourth, and I've got a red and yellow pair in fifth.
Have a look for these.
Because I think the red and yellow pair, like the first pairs of boots that I actually bought. I don't know why, because I look at them now and like they're horrible.
How could I get away with them? Yeah. I know which one you mean. Why is eBay coming up every time? I don't want to buy them. I just have a look at them, man. Chill out. It's like them ones.
No, well, yeah, that kind of that design, but there was like red and that. Oh, yeah, that one there.
Yeah. Because I always remember like Messi wearing the Adizeros, like the blue ones, like the black bottoms that he wore in the Champions League, the ones that he took off when he scored the Champions League final goal against United.
Yeah,
that's like my standout for Messi boots that I remember.
And then the
honourable mentions.
Everyone you've already mentioned, the Predators, so obviously classic ones. Yeah. Stevie G.
Yeah. Ones, that's right. Stevie G, black and red. Yeah. So I remember like Lampard always used to wear like, I don't know whether they were coppers, but they like the white and black.
Black.
Not Predators, just like the standard Adidas boots, weren't they?
Yeah.
Default Adidas boots. Right, top five.
Sports Direct.
Done. We need a a new topic for next week. Right, do you see them answers then?
No,
he's cheating again.
He's cheating again. Did you get his Callum H one last week? Unreal, that, weren't it?
I don't know.
We listened to one of them on the way to Wigan, and Yates, you couldn't believe some of your answers. He was fuming with you. Yeah.
We'll go number four.
Lewis Travis has played 149 games for your club. How many yellow cards have you had? I know that, like, you can't really get the exact number, but he has the options are separated by 10 each. So if you guess, the closest round, say, I'll give you a
right, seven, okay. Right. Yeah, I'm just. I think I'm going to go for the options anyway. Play it safe.
Right, is it A, 24, B, 34, C, 44, or D, 54?
I'm going to say 24.
Oh, incorrect. It's 34. Right, yeah, it's the only number apart from four.
Number five. It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. In the 2001 promotion season, Rovers had the same number of points as we do now after 15 games, but sat seventh in the table. Who was top of the league on 38 points?
It's a tough one. Let's go loud for options. Give me options.
Is it A, Fulham, B, Watford, C, Bolton, or D, Birmingham City?
Touch three. It's either Bolton or Fulham. This guy needed to.
50-50.
I got Fulham.
Correct, it is Fulham. Good start. Now, right, Lewis, any number apart from four and five?
Two. Oh, great.
Good sign, that.
In the 2000-2001 promotion season, Blackburn beat Birmingham at home 2-1 on Boxing Day, but who scored both goals for Rovers?
I'm going to go for options again, I think.
Was it A, David Dunn, B, Matt Janssen, C, Damien Duff, or D, Marcus Bent?
Janssen was top scorer when he sets a safe bet. I'm going to go with Janssen.
Correct. Super Matty Janssen.
Stuff.
You're my hero for a reason. Right, Yatesy. Any pick up from 2, 5, and 4?
3.
Birmingham City famously beat Arsenal in a League Cup final 2-1. Which former Rovers started the game for the Blues?
I've got an idea who it is, but I'm gonna play it safe with the options.
Do you want to guess before I give you the options? You can start the options.
Yeah, yeah. 2001. I'm going to say Dunn. David Dunn, I'm probably wrong with that.
Well, he's not an option, so so it's either A, Robbie Savage, B, Francis Jeffers, C, Martin Taylor, or D, Barry Ferguson.
Is it Mr. Moon's son?
Franny Jeffers.
Do you know it? Barry Ferguson.
What is it?
Barry Ferguson started preparing us in a League Cup final. So it's still 1-1 after two questions each. So Lewis, either 1 or 6 till 10.
Go number 8.
Paul Lambert was the last ex-manager to return to Ewood in the opposite dugout, managing his Ipswich side to a 2-0 defeat. Danny Graham scored one from the spot. Who got the other?
You know what? It's great.
Ipswich, John Uttle?
John Uttle is correct.
That's an answer, that, isn't it? That is an answer.
If he didn't know, Jesus.
Yeah, it's 1, 6, 7, 9, or 10.
Number one.
Sam Gallagher scored his first two goals of the season on Saturday. How many goals in all competitions did he score in his best season for the club?
Oh, give me options again.
Was it 10, 11, 12 or 13? And you know what? I
missed two misplays. Yeah, I'd say 11.
He got 11 in league and he got 1 in cup. Not 12. It's unlucky. Lewis, 6, 7, 9 or 10?
7.
The last time we played West Ham away was a 1-1 draw at Upton Park, with the Hammers already relegated. Which former Rover went down with the Irons?
I have the options.
Was it A, Lars Jakobsen, B, Craig Bellamy, C, David Bentley, or D, Lucas Neal?
Yeah,
Lars Jakobsen it is. Yeah, it's this 6, 9 or 10.
6, please. Tough ones, aren't it?
Yeah. The 16th fixture last season was a record-breaking home defeat. Which Rovers player was sent off early on?
John Paul Vanek.
Correct.
Fulham at home, 7-0. I was watching every single minute of that.
That were easy.
Well, you didn't know who it was.
We won last season.
You maybe didn't know like which game it was. You might, I mean, 7-0 game's easy to forget.
Is it?
Well, I'm sorry. I'll give you, right, Lewis, 9 or 10?
10.
Scott Wharton claimed last night's second goal. Who was his last league goal against?
Oh, Derby.
Incorrect.
Coventry.
It was Coventry.
Oh no.
Coventry away.
I've rushed into that, haven't I?
It was a game before that he scored against Derby though. Right. So it is, Lewis is on 4, Yatesy is on 3. So if you get this one right without the options, you win. If you don't, it's a tiebreaker. After 16 games this season, we've yet to draw, but this isn't our longest streak without a draw. In the 06-07 season, following a 1-1 draw with Tottenham at home, we went 20 games without a draw. But who scored the goal against Spurs? Playing it safe. Was it A, Chris Samba, B, Morten Gams Pedersen, C, Two Guy, or D, David Bentley?
What year was it?
06-07.
So was it that the night game? Is that the night game? It was 1-1. Two guys scored at screamer edge at box.
Are you asking me? Are you telling
was
me?
It? Was it?
Yeah, I love Two Guy.
It was Two Guy.
Yeah, go screamer edge at box.
Yeah.
Robbo were in net for them, weren't
they? Yeah. Right, I need to think of a tiebreaker question.
Oh my god.
Tiebreaker question. Right. Let's think of a good question for a tiebreaker. Right, one sec.
No, we're sure.
I know, yeah. Well, I don't usually expect people to draw with you. The questions are quite easy. I expect you to.
He says it's tough this week.
Yeah.
So. Slipped up on Wharton question.
I know, it should be on and dry.
Between Blackburn and Birmingham City, how many games did Barry Ferguson play for them both?
You should get close to number wins.
Yeah. So, I mean, you went first for the question, so you have to go first for this.
Yeah, so that's a good album.
So total appearances for both clubs.
Yeah, total appearances for Blackburn and Birmingham.
You weren't at Rovers long, were you?
The one I was trying to get him to do for all time was
I don't know how long he was at Birmingham.
He was at Birmingham the same amount of time he was at Rovers.
Really?
We tried to do weightless.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Are you going higher than that or lower?
Higher?
Yeah.
Both rubbish, 108. He played 36 games for Rovers and 72 games for Birmingham. Lewis wins.
Shock. Only Pollock's beat me, so.
Can't believe you got away with it. So, well, they got one game to speak about next podcast. Being at home, no midweek game.
Makes a change, doesn't it? Get a nice rest.
Yeah, well, it's been like a 20 minute episode. Now, else to speak about. But best be able to do good games, try and fill an hour worth of content talking about it.
Yeah.
Right, that's us done. Is that us done? Yeah, else to speak about.
Well, I think that's it.
Happy. Should go through the scores now that are live. Flash scores: Burnley 1-0 up at Birmingham, Hull 2-1 up, QPR 3-0 up, Middlesbrough 4-1 up at Wigan.
Yeah.
How are they doing that then? We can't even get a shot on target there. And Millwall beating Watford 3-0. Bilic out.
Who's he going to go for next?
Sheffield United join it. Honestly, last man standing. We've only got one person left if Sheffield United
don't win. I know of doing that again. Same. Waste some money.
Right, sorted. Number one done. Cheers for your time. Yeah,
no worries. Cheers for having me.
And we'll be back next week at some point. Whenever. Right, I'll see you in a bit.
See you later.
Podcast Network.